From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A ceasefire has begun in Syria with nearly 100 groups committed to observing the cessation of hostilities. The truce brokered by the United States and Russia took effect at midnight Damascus time. Truce does not apply to the Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front, both terrorist groups. Less than an hour before the temporary truce went into effect, members of the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the deal in New York. Early returns today from Iran's parliamentary elections indicate the country will likely usher in reformist and moderate conservatives, allowing President Hassan Rouhani to pursue his political agenda. The vote for the lawmakers was the first election since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. This announcer from Iran's Al-Alam TV said the turnout was heavy and that the long lines were full of voters. Former Iranian President Abdel Hassan Bani Sadr, living in exile in France, said voting turnout was not high, and in many locations only a few dozen people showed up to vote. Voters choose members of parliament and the assembly of experts, which monitors and chooses the supreme leader. Al-Shabaab militants set off two explosions in the Somali capital Mogadishu at the gate of a popular park and near a hotel, leaving at least 12 dead. Officials said the dead included security forces and civilians. Militants have links to Al-Qaeda and have carried out frequent attacks in Somalia. This is VOA News.